This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Welcome to 4-Year Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars sponsored by WEPA. Join NITP for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, they've got answers.
Welcome to the February 9th, 2020 Federal Open Season radio show. And we have today the representative with GEHA and my host or co-host Ray Kirk. Dr. Ray Kirk, how many years did you work with Uncle Ray?
I worked for the government for 41 years, wow. 34 of them at the Office of Personnel Management.
Wow. Wow. And joining us is Brian Sperling. Brian is Senior Account Manager with GEHA. GEHA, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, stands for Government Employees Health Association, Inc.
Correct, Bob. That is, you nailed it. And I think we technically now always just say GEHA.
Okay.
To be a little, that's our formal acronym, I guess. But I'm glad to be on the show today, guys. We were just talking, how many years has it been? We were trying to figure that out, right?
I do believe you've been on every show since we started just opening up, let's say 6-8 weeks with government health plans. And I believe you were in the first wave.
I believe so. It's definitely been a long time. We're saying definitely over 5 years, we're thinking.
Oh, I think it's over 10.
Yeah. It's been, I'm aging with the show.
Well, I'm already there looking back. So anyway, let's talk health insurance. First of all, what does GEHA stand for?
What do we stand for? We said Government Employees Health Association, right? But I mean, really, it's like we're a nonprofit health plan that's really got a designated mission to serve federal employees, federal annuitants, military retirees, postal employees, postal annuitants. I mean, that is really our fundamental mission, is providing health and dental coverage that is affordable and has high quality benefits to the federal workforce. That if someone asked me what is GEHA, that is the soul of our organization. And then we're also a big part of what we do is, you know, our give back in our community. We do a lot of charitable work. And being a nonprofit, we also give to a lot of nonprofits. And we're a foundation in the federal community and a foundation in our local community, wherever our local presence is. And that's our main local presence is in the Kansas City, Missouri area, Lee Summit, Missouri, in particular. So that's really our home base. But you know, we touch we've got field offices throughout the country with local representatives, and to reach out and service all those federal employees from across the country. You know, it's a wonderful organization. I've been with these guys for I'm coming up on my 15th year now. And I couldn't find a better place to be, especially coming from the commercial world. This has been a wonderful experience for me being here personally at GEHA. And I know, and having the chance to interact with all these federal employees out there who are really on the front lines right now, right? I mean, we've got COVID going on. The VA employees are right there on the front line. A lot of the IHS employees are dealing with this stuff. So there's a lot of federal employees that it's been eye-opening for me to even see as personally over all these years, how many of public servants we get to serve that serve the public so well and do such a good job with them. We've got Veterans Day coming up on Wednesday too. I think I've done this show on Veterans Day a couple times, right?
Well, with as many as you've done, the probability is spot on. So what product are you opening with? In other words, is there a new product that we want to start our discussion, and then we'll talk about all the other products you offer? Is there any, quote, new, end of quote?
Well, oh, yeah, we've got a lot of new stuff. What I'm most excited about is what we rolled out last year, which was our Elevate and Elevate Plus plans. And last year, if you guys remember, GEHA was awarded the OPM National Indemnity Contract, which allowed us to offer two additional plans last year. We offered the Elevate plan and then our new Elevate Plus plan. So those two new plan offerings have been very well received by the federal population. And now really, we now actually have five health plans. And one of the big things that I can tell you just is that is a fundamental part of our discussion at the organization is, do we have something for everyone? Do we have a product that we can, that is available to, and like I said, that's part of our mission is to offer affordable health care for everybody and every federal worker in a different dynamic in their life. Have we filled that role? Have we found something for everyone? And I think our introduction of our new Elevate plan and our Elevate Plus plan really helps complete that, because now we've got our Elevate plan, which is our lowest cost. It's one of the lowest cost national PPOs. It's actually the OPM default plan. So if your federal health plan is exiting FEHB this year, you will actually, and you don't make a selection, you don't pick a new plan, guess where you're coming to GEHA. You're going to be defaulted into the GEHA Elevate plan, which is actually a wonderful plan. I mean, what really makes that plan so great right off the bat is the price. I mean, we have worked really hard to make sure that this plan is very affordable with very rich coverage that really can serve anyone very well. It isn't good. There's a couple, if you've got a lot of brand name prescriptions, I'd probably say look at one of our other options. But for our overall general care, this is a really wonderful plan. $47 for self, guys. It's a biweekly health plan for $47.32. I mean, a family plan for $132 every 2 weeks. I mean, that's outstanding. We worked, and that plan didn't even change in price from the last year. Rolled out this year, barely moved. It didn't move in price. It's actually the same price it was last year. And then we look at our other new plan, which is our Elevate Plus plan, which we've always been a national PPO. So a lot of times PPOs traditionally have a percentage split in like hospitalization. Like our standard plan, again, one of our most popular plans, covers 85% on hospitalization, 15% that the member pays, right? Well, we were getting a lot of feedback saying a lot of federal workers were asking us, well, we want something that's more copay driven. So that's where our Elevate Plus plan came in, and we worked really hard on developing that plan. And again, the pricing on it, outstanding for what you get with that plan. It has an excellent copay structure on it, very affordable copays. It even has like built-in features like it has a concierge surgical service built into it, where if you needed a $100,000 back surgery, well, if you chose to use our Bridge Health surgical concierge service, that thing's going to cost you nothing. I mean, we coordinate what are the big pain points in healthcare, right? Coordinating the care with the medical system. I think we can all agree on that. Anybody that's had a major surgery, you've got to get the surgeon scheduled. You got to get the hospital scheduled. You got to get radiology scheduled. A lot of times, and some providers help you with it, some don't. Some providers talk to the other specialties, some don't. Well, if you use our surgical concierge, they take care of all that for you. It's a wonderful feature built into our Elevate and our Elevate Plus plans. We worked really hard on getting that feature built into those plans. And that's because we were trying to look at all the pain points in healthcare and have all of our different five health plans address some of those pain points that we can say, okay, you want something that's all copay driven, okay, that you got primarily copays for all your services, look at our Elevate Plus plan. You want a plan where you've got a major surgery, you don't want to try and coordinate all this care, and we waive your out-of-pocket costs on it if you use the surgical concierge, use our Bridge Health surgical concierge service. You want, and this has been big this year, all of our plans have telemedicine in them, every single one of them. Doesn't matter if you're in the lowest cost Elevate plan or a high option plan or anywhere in between, every single one of our plans offers zero cost telemedicine where you can video chat a physician 24/7, 365 days a year. You have access to a physician for no cost. And now with, and we developed that prior to the pandemic. That was something we were trying to improve access to care prior to the pandemic. Now it turns out we have our whole big situation now, and it's a wonderful tool we already had in place that's getting utilized extensively. And you know what else it even had is that our telehealth service even has behavioral health therapy. Behavioral health services. You can actually talk to a psychologist or psychiatrist or a licensed counselor through the telehealth service and schedule reoccurring care with them. And again, it's no cost under all of our plans. Doesn't matter if you're in the Elevate plan at $47 or you're in our high option plan or our Plus, our Elevate Plus or our standard.
Hey, Brian, could I ask you a question? I'm going to pretend I'm a policyholder, but I'm shy, and I'm not so anxious to call somebody up that I don't even know. I love Kiha.
Okay.
But how do you make them feel better once they talk with somebody?
How do we make them feel that they've made a good choice? Is that what you're asking?
No,
about?
How do you convince them to actually make that call? To use the teleservices.
Oh, to use the teleservices. Yeah, I mean, well, the teleservices, I mean, I think once you use it, you realize how invaluable it is.
But how do you get to the once?
How do you get to the once? Well, very interesting enough. Is under our Elevate and our Elevate Plus plan, we actually give you $50 towards your first telehealth visit. So we even give you a little financial motivation there to make that jump. You get $50 toward your health rewards, which goes on like a little health reward debit card that you can use to pay for your other copays. So you actually get paid for doing your first telehealth visit. And, you know, and when I'm talking to a lot of customers, and this is now even doing a lot over, obviously, over the phone or when I was talking to them in person, when I first use it, I always tell people, look, I have used this personally for myself with my daughter. It is so convenient, and everybody can relate to just going to the doctor's office and just sitting there for, you wait 20 minutes in the lobby, then you wait 20 minutes in the exam room. Then the doctor comes in, you got 5 seconds with them, and then they're out of there. And then you're not even quite sure what happened. This really is a lot. It removes all of those pain points. And usually for me, when I describe my experience with it, with the customers, with using telehealth, with our MD Live, which is through MD Live, that experience, I think a lot of times people use it and that they hear that and they say, okay, I want to give that a try. And I say, try it. When you're sick, right, you don't want to be going driving out, right? You don't feel well. You don't want to be going to an urgent care waiting room. You don't want to be going sitting in a doctor's office. And that, I think, a lot of times, everybody knows that, right, when we feel that. And when you see how easy it is, I mean, it's two clicks of an app on your iPhone or your Android, or you don't even have to use the video feature. You can actually just use the call-in too. The doctors prefer to use the video feature because they want to see you so they can make a better assessment. But you can actually, for some minor things, you can just use the phone call-in too. So I even say, hey, try it just on the phone if you have to. Just try talking to the physician on the phone the first time and see how you feel. And a lot of times there's a lot of motivation there, right? You get $50 for first doing your try. And then now I think our current situation has really motivated people. Our usage on it, I don't have the stats on it, but our usage on that is probably doubled in telehealth. So, I mean, we're really seeing, we were happy to have that in place before our current situation with COVID. But that, I think really there now we're seeing everybody move to that dynamic and seeing how convenient it is. I think now with the current situation, I don't think that's ever going to tailor down. I think some people have gotten really used to it. Then the other thing is access. The other thing I'll mention that with that, Bob, is access. Like for, if you live in, let's say, I handle the Southwest. So in the Southwest, we don't have a lot of psychological services available. If you're in Northern Arizona or you're in Southern New Mexico, and you need to talk to a psychologist or family counseling, you can't find them. They're not there. The providers aren't there. You'd have to drive 2 hours, 2-3 hours to get to a provider. Well, this is now right there at your fingertips. You know, you can actually schedule behavioral health services right there at to your fingertips. And you can actually be talking to somebody, a professional that's in New York or Chicago or LA, and be getting somebody that you would never have access to normally. So I think those are all the reasons why I think a lot of people will try it and make that first jump. Is because when I usually describe that, that's usually for everybody. They're like, okay, I can do that. I can at least do the call.
Okay. Well, let's take a break now and let the sponsor of the show, WEPA, talk to the good folks listening today about what WEPA can do for them.
Federal open season isn't only about health insurance. Get life insurance for less with WEPA. WEPA has been insuring the future of federal employees for more than 75 years. WEPA can be used as a supplement or replacement for your existing policy and can cost less than Fakely. In fact, last year, members who switched saved $375 on average. While you're evaluating your benefits this open season, compare the costs of WEPA and Fakely. See how much you could save on your life insurance by visiting waepa.org. Today.
All righty. Welcome back to the For Your Benefit radio show. We're here today talking with Brian Sperling, and he represents GEHA. And we have Ray Kirk, Ray, career fed, PhD, fellow seminar presenter. And, you know, he's got the boots on the ground one-on-one with the federal employees. But we were talking before. I forget where we stopped, Brian.
Yeah.
You want to pick back up, Ray? You want to ask him a question?
Well, one of the things, I mean, you mentioned about the kind of the boost in telehealth, but this open season, of course, is different than any other open season has been. And when I'm doing the webinars, the virtual training that we're doing, people want to know, is this going to be any different? Are there going to be different rules? How am I going to get information from plans? Because they were so, for decades, they were used to material showing up in the office and certainly in major cities, actually having health fairs. Now, how are you dealing with that situation? How are you pushing information out to employees so they learn about your new provisions?
Oh, well, we've with our federal focus, we've worked really hard on this. So one of the first features that we developed is we now have a direct scheduling service where you can actually talk to a GEHA benefit advisor. So essentially what happens is you go on your computer, iPad, iPhone, doesn't matter, Android phone, doesn't matter what device it is, doesn't matter. It works on every device. You click, I want to talk. There's a little button there. I want to schedule an appointment with a benefit advisor. That's going to be someone like myself. It's actually, I'm one of the benefit advisors that talk to federal employees. I had one Friday evening. I did a Zoom call with a federal employee in Virginia. And I'm in Arizona. But we were able to have a wonderful meeting, right there. Just click, I can see them, they can see me, I can share all my screen content with them, I can show them. It's actually, I found, even more informative than a benefit fair, because I actually had several of these meetings, and the people afterward are like, wow, that's a lot more, you did a lot more for me in understanding these plans, and since you're able to do such fast visualization and directly interact with me. And then also they had one person had their spouse sitting right next to them, right in the household, which normally they'd have to come to the office to talk to me at a benefit fair, right? Probably not feasible. So our new benefit advisor direct scheduling service and Zoom video conference, you can do phone or video conference, either one. But I can't encourage people enough to try that, because it has been wonderful. The interaction, the response we've gotten on it. That's one of the first ways to reach out to us. We also now have on our website live chat, where you can chat with a service representative right there on the spot. You can chat with us. And then We're also doing for the agencies, for federal agencies, if your federal agency wants to do a WebEx presentation overview of all of the plan options, we can do that for you too. We can do WebEx, Zoom, MS Teams. We've got all the software. We've got all the technology. We've got it all worked out. Everything works great. So those are some of our big features that we've got right now this year for people being able to reach out to us. But I really recommend that benefit advisor line. That has been wonderful, because once you try that and you see how well we can communicate with you, I think people are going to be like, that's way better than going to the health fair in person even. Because you get that one-on-one contact with such a wealth of information right in front of you, just popping right up on the screen. You want to know a copay? Boom, we pull it right up. It's all right there. It's been wonderful, actually. And then, of course, we're always available via the phone too. You don't have to have all the technology stuff. You can reach out to us on the phone, and we're pretty much readily available. I believe our official hours are 7 to 7.
So, Brian, with regard to the health fairs, do you find the people that go there, in other words, if they use GEHA, let's say, and they know that they can pick up and call virtually any time and talk with somebody that has a direct insight into whatever the malady might be. But when they go to the health fair, do they have the same opportunity to do that? Or I would think not, because people don't necessarily like talking in front of four other people about whatever issue they might have.
Yeah, so that actually, like the direct appointment with the benefit advisor, that really, it's private, right? It's me and the one individual person. There's no one else. You don't have to worry about coworkers standing next to you at a meeting trying to ask a personal question, maybe about a prescription or a type of service you want to have done, or a surgery you have coming up. It's one-on-one, and it's private. So that's huge compared to a traditional health fair. So there's a lot of advantages with this, with using the direct appointment and the benefit advisor appointment system. It's through our account. We've got an application called Calendly that you use to book the appointment, and then we use Zoom for the video meeting. Now, if you're on a work computer and they don't allow Zoom, just use a mobile device. That's what I would generally recommend. But Zoom seems to be the easiest to communicate with on some of the on personal devices. It seems to be the fastest. So. But like I said, we've had great feedback from all of these resources. You know, I was just telling you, Ray, I think before the meeting, I think I did maybe 10 webinars last week, to various agencies and federal agencies about plan overviews. So even ask your agency, if your agency wants, a GHA representative to present to your staff, we can do that for you guys.
How long?
We're happy to do it.
How long is that talk or that discussion?
Oh, yeah. It's not, that's what's very good. Good question, Bob. Usually they run, we can do them as short as, honestly, I can do one in 15 minutes. I can do one. I did one in 15 minutes last week, and I did one that was 45 minutes. Okay. So we can vary that based on the amount of time and that your agency has. And that you feel is beneficial for your federal agency or for your staff at that location, right? So if I'm talking to a Border Patrol station, they've got 15 minutes on muster. We need to make sure we're at 15 minutes, right? Indicating and reaching out to us. So those are the big things. And then, like I said, and we'll highlight some different plans and products that we have and like I said, we've got something for everybody now. I mean, we really do. A great lineup: Elevate, high deductible, standard, Elevate Plus, high option, retirees. We've got. I'm doing a Zoom meeting for a group of retirees today, actually at 6 p.m. tonight. And we actually even have pre-recorded webinars on demand on the website, so you can actually go in and I recorded the Medicare one. I'm one of the specialists on that topic for GEHA, and You can come watch my overview of the Medicare our products that coordinate with Medicare A and B, which are wonderful, by the way. It's 100% coverage. They're wonderful. But you can come watch those on our whole list of on-demand webinars on our dental, on our medical, on all of it. It's all right there at tha.com. We've got a great lineup there of on-demand webinars too. So sometimes you can watch the webinar and then book an appointment after.
When you talk to folks for the first time, is there something that stays in your memory about, gee, an awful lot of people ask about X? And I'm a little surprised they ask about X. Maybe should be asking about Y. So in other words, once they open up, you can kind of steer the ship.
Yeah, and a lot of people are the first. You know, it's interesting. That's what I get a lot of questions of when people kind of fill out the appointment service. What we're seeing right now this year, and like what am I just from when I was doing fairs last year, is a lot of people come in and say, "I want something that low cost." All right, so. Well, what do they mean by low cost, right? Do they mean low premium? Do they mean low out-of-pocket cost? And some people will come in and ask for access to care, all right? I'm not too premium sensitive. I want a large access to care. But one of the big things we try to encourage is people to shop. And that's a big part of what Open Season's about. With the Federal Health Benefits Program, because here's an interesting statistic, and I actually mention this to people when I talk to them a lot, is the lowest cost FEHB plan is roughly, and guys, what is, there's probably over 100 of them, I think, right? If you nationally, right. I don't even know how right. many there are.
You roll in all the HMOs, there's well over 100.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's easily that much. So if you take the lowest cost FEHB plan, it's $2,700 a year, roughly. Okay. You know what the highest cost family plan is? If we're talking family, $22,000, over $22,000. So somebody in the FEHB is paying $2,700 a year for a federal health plan. And someone in the FEHB is paying $22,000 a year for a family FEHB health plan in premiums. That's a $19,000 difference. Isn't that shocking? Right. So one of the big things I talk to people about is saying, are you in the right plan? And are you doing your homework and making sure that you're not overpaying in premium and you're getting what works for you, what is personal for you, what you need for your family? And that's a big part of what I'm getting a lot of questions about is people will come in and they'll say, and a lot of it is, I don't know where to start. A lot of people don't know where to start. And that's one thing that why we're spending a lot more time with people, especially in this current environment. And actually the service now allows us to do that is we can walk them through, you know, the $47 biweekly plan all the way up to the $108 biweekly plan. On self only, or let's say a family plan at $132 or Elevate Plus at $186. We can walk them through each stage of those different plans and give them a one by one comparison of those options. That's really been a big deal for people, I think, is being overwhelmed and then not understanding why they should shop. I got a question for you guys. How much time do you think the average federal employee would spend shopping for a health plan? What do you guys think that is, that statistic is?
The government-wide average would be in seconds.
Seconds, right? Ray calls seconds.
Because the vast majority spend zero time.
Yes, actually, that's correct. So if we even got, okay, let's take the group we get some to go out of 0 seconds, and that's actually what we're trying to get people to do, right, is not spend 0 seconds and just automatically roll over with what you have. Even for our own members, some of our own members, they're in the wrong option even with us. You know, they need to be looking at different options within our organization because they may have put no time into it, right?
Right. One of the things I emphasize in the webinars I give is that you need to review your plan because the health plan you chose a decade ago may have been a great choice a decade ago, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the best choice this year. You know, but
yeah, that you nailed it, Ray. You nailed it. You know what happens a lot of times is people pick that plan the first day they're hired, right? They pick a plan the first day they're hired, and they don't know what to do. They get the big list from HR, and they're sitting there, and they're going, and what they do, they lean back, and they say, well, what are you going to go with? And right. They ask a coworker, and then that's it. And then right. They'll stay in that plan for 10 years, you know?
Right, because as you pointed out, the federal employees that tend to be very, I don't know whether I'll call it price sensitive, but actually reacting to the price and not to the total benefits package. Because, and I think that's driven by kind of the press and what OPM does is there's big press releases on what the rate increase is and the percentage mm-hmm. rate increase. And you look at your plan, and if it's, you know, if the overall rate increase was 4% and your plan only went up by 3%, you say, well, no need to change, you know, versus what you're emphasizing, which would be the right thing to do. Well, what am I getting for that rate increase, or what's my plan versus some other plan?
Yeah, exactly. What am I actually getting in benefits and for the premium I'm paying? And you've got to, and you know what the actual, if you actually spend more than 0 seconds and don't just let it roll over, the actual, you know what the time is actually, if you do shop, if you do choose to shop, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. And you know what people will spend like on a vacation or trying to buy a car? Well, we're not taking a lot of vacations right now. We're going to all need one. We're all going to need one after this. Personally, I'm saving for one with all the money I'm not spending on commuting. But I'm saving for my vacation after the pandemic here. But another way to save for your vacation is look at your health plan premiums, right? And spend more than 15 minutes on it. Spend a little more time into it. You know, I think we spend like over 10 hours planning, buying a car or planning a trip. And you may spend on that item, that trip or that car. So let's say the car you're spending, you know, maybe $25,000 on a new sedan, right? You're going to make that one time $25,000 purchase. But if you're enrolled in a health plan that costs you $22,000 a year in premiums, and you're only spending 15 minutes on researching it, right? That's a huge potential for saving. And you've got to, if you look at what these plans cost and what you can get, like, but if you look at like my Elevate plan, right? That plan, the family plan at $132, I'm going to do a little quick math here, right? That plan is roughly going to run you $3,400 a year for family plan coverage. That's astonishing, right? I mean, if you took 26 pay periods, I'm coming up with about $3,400, a little over $3,400 a year. I mean, to get a family plan with, and the, you know, and the coverage on it is good. It's got the free telemedicine. It's got the $10 office visits. It's got acupuncture in it and chiropractic care. It's got $4 generics. You look at it and you go, why? How is this only $132 a pay period? You know, how is this plan only $3,400 a year? Well, that's because we put a lot of work into this, and being a nonprofit, we've got a lot of resources to make these types of things happen at GHA. You know, that's, you look at a lot, you know, the biggest thing I get from a lot of people is they're shocked by our costs. They're shocked by the out-of-pocket cost being so good, and they're shocked by the premiums, that the premiums are so good. And that's one of the big reasons when people start to shop and when they start looking at everything we offer and everything we have for them, and they're like, wow, how are you guys doing this? Well, you know, we've got a federal focus. That's how we're doing it. And then the big thing this year, I don't know if you guys hear the big news this year about dental. You guys hear anything new about dental? There was some big news about dental with you guys hear that?
Well, no. Tell us.
What's the big news about dental?
How about this?
The big news is the largest FedVIP plan now.
Within the FedVIP program. Okay. I thought on some secret within the FEHB plans.
No. We're the second largest in the FEHB, actually. We've got over 2 million GHA members in the whole medical and dental members. But in the FedVIP program this past year, we became the top dental plan in the FedVIP. We are now the largest FedVIP carrier. And why did that happen, right? And a lot of people coming in from federal service, they may have never even heard of GHA right off the bat, right? Because we're only federal service, so you're in federal service. But we still managed to become that number one dental plan. That plan is, and a lot of that has to do with, again, when people hands down, they just sit down and look at our dental options. They look at them, they go, wow. I mean, this plan covers 70% on orthodontics. No waiting periods, doesn't penalize people for going out of network, pays the same percentages in or out of network. It's got, you know, a wonderful, the high options got a huge national network along with our standard. They both have really good national networks. And they let you go out of network and, I always tell people, if you're not sure what to do with the dental, when you're picking a dental plan, you take our GHA book, you give it to your dentist and ask him what he thinks of it. I guarantee he's going to like that plan.
This is
he's going to like that plan.
This is great information, but we need to take a break and let the good folks listening know a little bit more about NITP.
Who do you trust when making your most important decisions? National Institute of Transition Planning has been the trusted source for federal retirement planning, serving new, mid-career, and pre-retirement federal employees for more than 30 years. NITP's subject matter experts bring more than 800 years of collective expertise on federal benefits, financial transition, and estate planning. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com to sign up for their free monthly newsletter and information about free webinars.
Does planning for retirement seem like a daunting task? Is retirement years away? It will arrive sooner than you think. Prepare now to stay on track. Join the thousands of federal employees and retirees who have already attended National Institute of Transition Planning's free monthly webinars to learn more about retirement and financial planning. NITP is the national leader and trusted source for federal retirement information. Visit NITPinc.com to sign up for NITP's free monthly newsletter and webinar.
Welcome back to the For Your Benefit radio show today, November 6th. And we're talking, whoa, it's not November 6th. It's November 9th.
I'm looking at it upside down.
So I took so many notes. For those of you all that don't know, I'm not federal, never been a Fed. And when I listen to things like this, the cost and the coverage, I'm going, Is it too late to go into federal service, Ray, assuming I could get somebody to hire me?
It's never too late, Bob.
Okay, thank you. By the way, folks, I'm not a kid, so I appreciate that, Ray. All righty. Sorry, I had to say that, but I mean, I listened to you and I listened to Ray's comments and the like, and I go, But anyway, it was a long time ago I made the decision, and I'm not unhappy, except for days like this.
Well, and that's actually one of the perks of working in federal service is you get access to GEHA. I mean, there's no other way to get access to us. Is you're either working in federal service, retired from federal service, or you get access to our dental through being a military retiree, in addition to being as an additional option to get into the, they only have access to the dental, the military retirees. But that's one of the perks. I always tell people when you're joining federal service, this is a huge perk that you're getting is access to GEHA.
Hey, Brian, could I ask you this? I'm listening to you and I'm listening to Ray's questions. What do you find that people don't know that they should know? In other words, to make a decision, first of all, they got to be able to talk to you to make an informed decision, whether it's you or, heavens forbid, somebody else. What advice would you give to our listeners to say, okay, when you're shopping with us, be aware of this is much better here than maybe somewhere else?
Well, I mean, everybody, a lot of people will say they have great service, right? But we really have great service. I mean, a lot of people say that, but I think we really have it. That's a big part of this. With that, we're not getting distracted by other markets or other projects and things like that. And I'd love to take people inside one day and just see how we talk and the communication within the organization, and how our focus and when you engage us, you're going to feel that. You know, when we're working with you, you're going to feel a difference. And that's a big part of it that I think sets us out. It's not, yes, we have great plans. Yes, we've got great prices. Yes, we got that. But if you don't, everybody knows this, right? If you don't get the service that you need, if it's just plans, numbers, and on paper, right? There's also a big element of this, the human element of it, right? Are they going to help me? Are they going to take care of me? Right. And you look every, our entire discussion around the organization is focused on that. It's not about posting the highest revenue. It's about providing the service. That is what our mission is. It's to serve federal employees. And you'll see that when you interact with us. When you call us, when you chat with us, when you book an appointment with us, when you come to a benefit fair in person, when we get back there, you're going to notice it. You're going to notice it. When you come by and talk to us, you're going to feel a difference. That's probably one of the biggest things that sets us apart.
Can I ask another question? I'm pretending I'm shopping, but I can't buy. Anyway, so
window shopper.
Oh, okay, good.
I like that. He's window shopping.
That's it. And one day I'll press the button and join the federal sector, although I think that's too late. Anyway, so if you were looking back a year from where we are today, going backwards, I'm sure it was about the same time you were on, and you announced certain new provisions or new policies. I don't know if this is unfair to say, yeah, we offered X and it really took off. And these people listening to today's show can say, well, X did this last year and whatever you might be doing this year, it's an eye opener because they might not know what you're going to do.
You're saying, what do we got that's super brand new for this year?
Yeah, that's going to knock the cover off the ball.
Honestly, it's still the Elevate plans. It really is. It's the Elevate plans are, I mean, we rolled them out last year, but this year they're really getting a lot of traction. And I think people, you know, at first year, you're just getting the word out a lot of times. But this year I think it's the Elevate plans. It's the telemedicine that just has really come into play for no cost. I think it's our, and if you even look at like our high deductible plan, the coverage levels in that often are astonishing. You know, the $1,800 into the HSA, if you're familiar with high deductible health plans, there is, you know, we've got so much good stuff in there, that are just foundations of our plans. They're just foundations of our products that, you know, we didn't have a lot of significant changes in benefits this year. That honestly, very nominal. Most of it, we're adding in features and coverages for more small line item type things that we were looking to add extra coverage for. But so really the big highlights of this year still are Elevate and Elevate Plus, and all of the features that come around with it. And actually, you mentioned something that I found that I have access to here, and you guys, we even have mobile urgent care, which is, if you haven't used that, like here in Phoenix, I use it's connected to Dispatch Health. And it's going to vary depending on where you are in the country. It'll be, we have one medical concierge, access to one medical in the DC metro area. That's not mobile urgent care. That's like a concierge in-person physical doctor's office. Then there's also Dispatch Health, which is mobile urgent care available in certain parts of the country that we've put into our Elevate plan. They actually come to you, a doctor in a van pulls up to your house and does a house call for you. I mean, that is in itself beyond just telemedicine. We even got it where they're coming to you. What have you guys heard that in any of the other plans? I'm just curious. You guys heard that somebody's got mobile urgent care access, you know, and you guys have a lot of the plans on, right? Have you heard that a health plan having that? Probably not. You know,
I don't recall it. But
so, I mean, that those are the types of details that you're going to see at GHA.
Okay, you know, the 9 weeks we do this during open season, it's pretty much reserved
for nine
health insurance companies. I don't know about the other ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm, you know, and I think they might stand out if somebody had that, right?
Yeah.
They're probably going to mention it, right? That or that surgical concierge service or for what I think really makes us stand out is, again, it's that focus on making healthcare easier for people. And again, comes down to that having real service that is real, that really actually serves you, that actually does and takes care of you. That's a lot of what is the fundamental part that sets GHA apart from a lot of the other organizations out there. I think you can see it and feel it with us. That I think is huge. And you look at even like what we offer for our retirees, and you guys do a lot of retiree training, right? Healthcare is a big question for that
Absolutely.
In those seminars, right? Ray, you probably, right. How often do you think you get a question on that, Ray, on healthcare and retirement?
Well, that's the section we do in the webinars and the training, and that's always a big area of interest.
That's one area that we've even sat down and looked at and said, you know, like our we have three plans, our standard, our Elevate Plus, and our high, all waive copays and deductibles with Medicare A and B, and have no network requirement once you reach Medicare A and B as your primary and your retirees. So essentially, you've got 100% coverage. You only pay your prescription copays. You're always going to pay your prescription copays, but all your other services, for the most part, you're going to be a zero out-of-pocket cost. That's under three of our plans, our standard, Elevate Plus, and our high option. And then our high option even gives you $600 per person toward paying your Medicare Part B premiums, which just help reduce the out-of-pocket cost on that. And the high option is a bit more in premium, but you get a really enhanced name brand pharmacy coverage under that plan. If you use a lot of name brands, that's when I would look primarily at our high option. And then you were also in Medicare, then you get the $600 on top of it. But even like I consider our coordination, our plans that coordinate with Medicare A and B, they're literally, I think, the gold standard in healthcare for a federal retiree. Because I would tell you, if you do any one of those three plans, you are basically have worry-free healthcare and retirement. That has a lot of value, right? Because we use more healthcare from 65 plus than you did from being a baby all the way up to 65, right? You're going to use more healthcare in the later end of your life than you did toward the earlier years. And that, having that as a retirement feature, again, another perk of getting access to GEHA and federal service and your commitment to federal service all those years, is that you get to have an option where you have worry-free healthcare and retirement with any one of our plans. They're all very affordable, especially the standard. That standard plan, by the monthly retiree cost on that, $291 a month for self plus one. $135 for self. That's a monthly, because retirees pay monthly. So if you're a retiree listening to this, you go, I want to, one, cut my what I'm paying down on my premiums to help offset Medicare Part B premiums. I just heard actually on the, it just came out today, actually, I believe, that Medicare Part B is going up to $148 and some change, right? Did you hear that?
Right.
A little bit of an increase, about $4 on the Part B premium, but that keeps adding up, right? And let's say you're trying to say, I need to get some of that money back into my income. What's the biggest threat to a retiree's income? Is inflation, right? So how can you offset that? Look at more affordable health plans that you're not sacrificing your coverage, and that's going to be our standard and our Elevate Plus. Those are two really good options that anybody in any federal health plan out there, if you're going looking at that thing, I need to get some more money back in my pocket as a retiree and not sacrifice my coverage, because I've got health issues I need to take care of, then you're going to be looking, especially look at our standards. Again, I think that's like one of the gold standards in healthcare for retiring. It's just so wonderful. So Ray, you can tell them when you're doing your seminars, I know of an option out there that you're going to relax in retirement. You can just do trips. Well, when we get back to doing trips, right? But
Andrew has just given us the 2-minute drill. It's less than 2-minute drill. So final comments, gentlemen.
Well, guys, shop. That's my big emphasis this year, guys. And I know we may be tempted with the current environment to say, well, maybe I don't want to. I don't need any more change this year. I think everybody's thinking that I don't need any more change, right? But actually, this is one of those years when you really do need to look at healthcare. And now that maybe you've got a little more time, since we're not running around everywhere, we're a little more stationary, to sit down and do that. Sit down and look at it and actually do a comparison. This is probably a really good year to do that, because maybe you actually have time to sit next to your spouse and sit down and look at your costs and your out-of-pocket costs and make sure you're getting what you need. And you can start your vacation fund for when this is over, right?
All righty. So the show's about over. Ray, final thoughts?
Well, I would echo Brian's comment that it's really important to do comparison of plans and shop around and assess whether your health coverage is, since you have that flexibility during open season, take advantage of the flexibility and see what the options are out there.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm green-eyed with envy, but I enjoyed the discussion. Ray, good to talk to you. See you next week. All righty.
I enjoy coming on every year, guys. It's a wonderful show. I wish I could see you guys in person. I always go to D.C. to see my fall colors, and I'm missing them out now. So hopefully next year I'll see you guys in person.
Give us a holler.
Right.
All righty. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for another stellar production. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP and sponsored by WEPA. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. This show can also be heard on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search For Your Benefit. Thanks for listening.